Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Politicians and their mainstream media all call NWO a strange belief and a conspiracy theory that all world leaders talk about you lying pedo-protecting murderers.
Mental illness seems to be at the center of many of these shootings. And Ben Tracy learned more today about the strange beliefs of the alleged L.A. airport killer.
The FBI agents who searched Paul Ciancia's apartment had a search warrant for his cell phone. They found it in his roommate's car. The warrant states they were looking for information relating to Ciancia's views on the legitimacy or activities of the United States government, including the existence of a plot to impose a new world order. Shortly after the rampage, police say they found a one-page letter in Ciancia's bag. It said he targeted TSA agents to, quote, instill fear in your traitorous minds, and also mentioned NWO, or New World Order. That's a century-old conspiracy theory, according to Mark Potok, who tracks extremist groups.
Basically identifies the federal government as an evil malefactor that is involved in a conspiracy to force the United States into a so-called one-world government, known as the New World Order.
People who believe this theory are deeply suspicious of international organizations such as the United Nations and think the government plans a national seizure of all guns.
They believe that the federal government intends to impose martial law on the country any moment now, that that martial law will be imposed with the aid of foreign troops, probably UN blue helmets.
Online talk shows perpetuate these anti-government views.
Federal security goon force.
And often mention TSA officers.
Now, so far, there is no evidence that the alleged LAX shooter was the member of any particular anti-government group. In fact, besides the letter that he had on him at the airport, Scott, there's very little in the way of a paper trail. No obvious online writings and no other so-called manifestos.
Ben Tracy in our Los Angeles newsroom. Ben, thank you.
In the New World Order, we have economic nationalism and a hybrid of state and private employer-employee capitalism. Whatever names they give themselves, whatever their ultimate goals may be, these are the realities that we face.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is now wrapped up his three-day meeting with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin by pledging to shape a new world order.
Yeah, and listen to this language. Xi told Putin that they are driving changes not seen in a century and will provide an alternative to Western influence. As for the war in Ukraine, Xi said China remains impartial.
60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. 60 million people died. There's going to be a new world order out there. 60 million people died. There's going to be a new world order out there. 60 million people died. 60 million people died.
Nothing less than a new world order. This is the pledge of the world's most powerful leaders, representing 90% of the global economy. Thursday's G20 summit, they say, has changed the rules of the game.
Today, the largest countries of the world have agreed a global plan.
They use colors, certain colors, because it's all about frequency and wavelength. They're manipulating energy. And you see these colors again and again in the pomp and ceremony of the royal family and stuff like that. And this is David Berkowitz, who was the son of Sam Killer, in serial killer in New York many years ago now. And he said in letters to a Christian minister in jail, yeah, I did it, but I did it on behalf of a satanic coven. And he said this in one of his letters, absolutely spot on. Satanists are peculiar people. They aren't ignorant peasants or semi-literate natives. Rather, their ranks are filled with doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and basically highly responsible citizens. They are not a careless group who are apt to make mistakes, but they are secretive and bonded together by a common need and desire to mete out havoc on society. It was Aleister Crowley who said, I want blasphemy, murder, rape, revolution, anything bad, low vibrational energy, suppress the energetic sea in which we are interacting. And this satanic network goes into politics, it goes into banking, it goes into the media. Of course, not everybody, not even nearly everybody, but key people that are directing society. This is a Swiss banker quoted in a magazine a couple of years ago, 3 years ago now, in the Russian magazine Noviden. These people, he's talking about bankers, are corrupt, sick to their in their minds, so sick they are full of vices, and those vices are kept under wraps on their orders. Many are into Satanism. When you go into some banks, you see these Satanistic symbols. My God, you do. Like the Rothschild Bank in Zurich. These people are controlled by blackmail because of the weaknesses they have. They have to follow the orders or they will be exposed. They will be destroyed or even killed. And at the top of the list I saw recently in professions of psychopaths were bankers. Now, this bloodline passes through what we call history. And it just so happens, because it's an information field and it's a personality field and it gets people in a certain personality type. This is Vlad Dracul, Vlad the Impaler, who was one of the most famous Satanists ever. He used to impale people and just let them slowly die. And he was a member of something called the, in its short name, the Royal Court of the Dragon, which started out in ancient Egypt. And he is the man, because he was such a Satanist, that Dracula, the Bram Stoker Dracula, was based upon. It just turns out that she is a descendant of Vlad Dracul through Mary of Tech, her grandmother. And this is how the bloodline comes through, and these are satanic bloodlines. These satanic bloodlines, it's in the blood, it's in the information field. And Prince Charles has actually publicly talked about his genetic descendants from Vlad Dracul and in Transylvania. So they're descendants of Dracula. I see the likeness. I do. I see the frickin' likeness. I'm not sure about him, mind. I'm not sure he's one of them. Lucky boy, I say. And then you go across the Atlantic. These are descendants of Vlad Dracul. No wonder they have no empathy. They go doing their satanic rituals at places like Bohemian Grove in Northern California, worshipping a 40-foot stone owl, the implications and symbolic nature of which will be coming along. All these people, this is Moloch, one of the ancient gods that they used to, in the Bible it talks about sacrificing children through fire to Moloch. That's Moloch. And what we're seeing, you know, talk about entrainment, where you can be pulled into a frequency and that frequency starts to influence you. All over the place now, you're seeing satanic imagery. In Grammys go satanic, the satanic stage shows, videos, and all that stuff. Here's the Thriller, it was all about kind of Satanism with the serpent eyes with Michael Jackson. They're making vampires sexy through things like Twilight. Then we have Halloween, we're just coming up to, Satanism light. It's pulling people in. The real Halloween sees phenomenal numbers of children and others, but children sacrificed all over the world. It's one of the great satanic ritual days. And now they've got kids turning it into a form of Christmas, which is another form of their ritual, which I'll come to later. And the real trick or treat was when the Druids knocked on people's doors and demanded a sacrifice of a girl, and then, you know, sacrificed or killed her, or burnt her on the bone fire, where bonfire comes from. And now we're having kids do it, trick or treating. It's pulling kids into this frequency. And here we have in America, a satanic temple to distribute materials to school children in Florida. And there was an Australian Satanist who, just before he died, wrote a long document about Satanism and its influence, not as an apology, he supported it. And one of the things he said was that they do rituals on particular points on the Earth's energy field, particularly powerful vortexes, and they do their really dark, horrific rituals because they are seeking to lower the vibrational frequency of the energy field, the energy sea in which we interrelate. And this is what he said. What is most people do not realize is that Satanism is a ritually based practice, and that this repetition has over time left strong impressions upon the morphic field. Control the sea and you control the fish. It's all about frequency suppression to keep us in density and out of multi-level connection. So religion is Satanism light. It's like a public version of it if you look at the rituals. The people who worship the gods of the major religions are worshiping these entities under different names. But they all call them God, but they're actually these entities. We'll come more to that as we go along. And that's why you see this universal religion. There's virgin mothers and babies all over the frickin' world. I mean, where do you look? It's like a franchise. All over. And yet Christianity picks it up. It's the one. It's not. It's just another one of the ancient religion. I mean, this is Satanism light, when they're eating the body of Christ as a frickin' biscuit and drinking his blood as a bottle of Merlot. I mean, frickin' hell. But it's what they do in reality in Satanism. It's Satanism light. What a bloody image on which to base a religion. What is that going to do to you, focusing on that? That's sacrifice. There's an inverted pentagram from a major clergyman in the bloody Church of England. And all religion to me is a form of bloody madness, because it... it's so squeezing the perception of possibility that you only need what it says between these two covers to understand the frigging world, even though you don't even understand the frigging book.
But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky, who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing, and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I gotta tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. So, if there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit.
The elite's final plan, in short. Read the elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes. Most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high, possibly not to offend too many from within.